Funerals in the Rhineland were characterized by both Celtic and Roman traditions. The grave itself was important, but so were the burial objects that were placed in the grave. The form these took differed greatly between the two cultures. The Celts believed that the deceased would live on in the afterlife and equipped them with all kinds of objects. These objects also served as a representation of the deceased and their family. The Romans, on the other hand, believed that the soul crossed over into the joyless empire of the gods of death. Burial gifts in the form of a coin, a wine jug, or a lamp symbolized this crossing. It was only through commemoration that the deceased could continue to take part in life in this world. For this purpose, a grave was erected with an inscription that bore the name of the deceased, their age, their origin, and their profession. In addition to a likeness of the deceased, the name of the person who erected the grave was often also included. In the course of the Romanization of the Celtic provinces from the 1st century BC onwards, Roman funeral rites were adopted by the Celts. The nature of funerals changed over the centuries. In the 2nd and 3rd centuries, the number of burials increased. After Constantine the Great proclaimed Christianity the state religion in the year 312 AD, we almost only find burials.